Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Let's talk about the guy who was fined $20,000 for drinking milk. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. It'll be just like when I tried to put on jeans that I used to wear in high school. Yeah, they never fit the same. They never fit the same. It is what it is. And I was stupid to even try. So that's where we are. I have to pay $500 to be rejected monthly? Nah, fam, I'm good. Rejection is free. It is my second week working for The Burt Show, and it's been awesome. This past Monday was interesting because my second week on the job, I ended up wearing adult diapers. Allow me to explain.
My black card is always constantly being threatened to be taken from me, and it's been taken many times, but
How'd you get it back?
I just like shoot a basket, you know? Play some basketball.
Shoot a basket?
Yeah.
he's about to take it from you.
What up? Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes the silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you guys so much for joining me because this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any topic that we discuss. And trust me when I say we got some random ass topics to discuss today. Okay. Shout out to all of my listeners, new and loyal. Let's get on to it, Professionally Silly listeners. Okay, so this week is going to be interesting, but first I've got to tell you about the hell of a week that I have experienced. It is my second week working for The Burt Show, and it's been awesome. This past Monday was interesting because my second week on the job, I ended up wearing adult diapers. Allow me to explain. I actually ended up wearing an adult diaper on my second week of work. I know that sounds crazy. So The Burt Show has partnered with Helping Mamas to help out babies in need. So Helping Mamas is a nonprofit organization that provides essential baby items and period products to families that need it the most, right? So the mission of Helping Mamas is to connect Helping Mamas to mamas who also need help. So they are a baby supply bank for Georgia. That's the best way to put it. We're talking about over 120,000 children served, over 10,000 volunteering hours donated to them, and over 3 million essential baby items distributed. So things are looking up. They are doing amazing things for our Georgia mamas out there. So look, if you haven't heard, okay, it's tough out there for parents. It really is. Because apparently, in case you weren't aware, kids are expensive AF, and that includes diapers. I had no idea how expensive those things are. Like, diapers are like $75-$80. Like, that's fucking crazy. For you to spend that much money on something that your baby's going to shit in and you're going to throw away anyway, it's just like, it's crazy. Now, unfortunately, a lot of moms have to decide, should I feed my baby or do I get my baby diapers? A lot of moms have to choose between the two or between that and something else. And I feel like that fucking sucks. So Helping Mamas has stepped in to do their thing and help. Okay, so The Burt Show decided to jump on in and help out. So Kristen Kleinschern is one of the amazing co-hosts of The Burt Show, and she did her thing and got the entire cast involved. So we decided to join in on the diaper challenge and asked our listeners to help out. So the goal started at 4,000 diapers. That's what we were trying to get to, 4,000 diapers. We got there, no problem. So the next goal was 10,000 diapers, and we got to 13,000 diapers. Okay, so we were able to beat all the goals that were set. Then that's when Kristen raised the bar. not just for herself, but for the entire cast. The way she did it was so creative and frankly hilarious. She and Tommy, the show director of The Bert Show, they decided to pre-record Mo, Bert, and Abby saying the words, "Count me in." Okay, those three words, "Count me in." They thought that they were doing a voiceover advertisement for the radio station. And so, you know what? I'm going to let Kristen explain it herself.
We have collected 17,500 diapers.
Wow. Shut up!
That's crazy, man.
That's so awesome.
We haven't got to our 20,000 mark yet, but I've learned from the best. We got to make it bigger. If we hit 20,000 diapers, I will pose for a photo in an adult diaper. Now, Bert, can I count you in? If we collect 25,000 diapers, will you pose in an adult diaper?
Count me in.
All right, Mo, if we collect 30,000 diapers, can I count you in to pose? Can I count you in to pose in a photo in an adult diaper?
Count me in.
All right, Abby, if we collect 35,000 diapers, can I count you in to pose in a photo in an adult diaper?
Count me in.
All right.
Oh,
we got the whole entire crew.
Now I can figure out why he made us record that.
Yep.
Now,
by the way, none of us said that live. That was all Tommy and Kristen recording that a couple of days ago. We had no idea why they recorded that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Kristen, I'm still single. If men see me in this photo, I will never get a point.
That's a fact.
We actually did it. We did it. So here's the crazy thing. Meanwhile, Jackson and I, we can hear the segment live in our office. And the moment she said we got the amount that she wanted, our joy for the babies was out of this world. But then the realization of what was going to happen killed all the joy that I had. I was thrilled for the babies, but not for my black ass and an adult diaper. I will share the photo of us in the diapers in the podcast IG at It's Pro Silly and the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. So yeah, my second week working with these fine people, and I end up wearing an adult diaper. So this is by far the dopest and most random job I've ever had. And I worked at Spencer's Gifts, selling pranks, glow-in-the-dark stars and dildos in college, and the Pirate House when I was in Savannah, Georgia. I gotta tell you, both of those are next in line for being the dopest jobs I ever had. But working with the Bert Show, and being a part of something bigger than me, and actually loving and respecting my employers and my coworkers, that's a kick-ass fucking feeling. And it's foreign to me, but I'm glad I get to experience that. I really am. All right, let's get on with the show. This week, how much are you willing to pay dating apps for the opportunity to find true love? I know, this is crazy. You guys wait to hear about this. And a man who was fined $20,000 for drinking someone else's milk. That's and more coming up next. This is going to be a great episode. It's going to be a random episode, but it's going to be a great episode, per the usual, right? Subscribe, rate, and review. Listen, if you can't find love, I know where you can buy it for a pretty steep price. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Looks like Patrick Dempsey was wrong. You can buy love. For my youthful listeners out there, once upon a time, there was a movie called Can't Buy Me Love that came out in 1987, I think it was, 1986 or 1987, one of the two. It's actually a fucking classic. If you haven't seen it yet, take a look, because you'll get to see Patrick Dempsey as a nerdy, quote-unquote nerdy teenager. He was adorable back then. He was adorable. Anyways, now that I have explained my joke and made a shout-out to the 80s,
let's talk about how much people may be willing to pay to find love on one particular dating app that you are all familiar with, Tinder. So apparently Tinder has a $500 per month plan offered to exclusive users on their app, and they call it Tinder Select. This was actually announced last week, I believe, and it was pretty recent. It's an invite-only membership, and it's offered to less than 1% of its users. So the people that they accept will be able to unlock exclusive perks, a virtual badge, and new features on the app, all for the low price of $4.99 a month. That's $500 a month. Stop it. That's a lot of money for Tinder. I'm not spending that kind of money on Tinder. No. Tinder, in my opinion, is literally the dating app you use if you want herpes. Swipe right if you want the herp. That's what it feels like. So anyways, they are all out of their fucking minds because I can't imagine anyone paying for this on purpose. Like, what? Because everything went up with this inflation. Everything but income. Dates already cost a pretty penny as it is. And now I have to pay $500 to be rejected monthly? Nah, fam, I'm good. I'm good. Rejection is free. I'm not paying $500 for that. I'm not. A month? Get the fuck out of here. But if you're dumb enough to throw away money on this, you'll get to direct message people without matching with them first up to 2 times a week. So you could pay $500 a month, lots of money, and you still can only match with people up to 2 times a week without matching with them. It's not worth it. It seems ridiculous to me. There's also something called a select mode. Now, apparently, that lets members see and be seen by the most sought-after profiles on the app. See, that right there, it sounds like this is only for rich, pretty people. Because I feel like hookers are so much cheaper. They are. Hookers are so much cheaper. Get out of here. I don't really quite understand how this works if you're rich and also ugly. Because if people are paying for the service, they definitely have the money, but you know, they might still be ugly. You know what I'm saying? So imagine being swiped left on and you're already paying $500 a month. Fuck that. Fuck that. So if you're ugly, don't spend your money. That actually still matters. Don't do it. They can have early access to any new features that pop up, and they will have the ability to be able to hide any advertisements. I guess when you think about it, it makes sense because the $500 a month that some of these idiots are going to be paying will definitely cover any ads that they don't force down your throat. So they're still going to get their money. Yeah, probably more so, honestly. But here's my question to you all. Would you ever pay $500 a month for any dating app at all? I mean, it doesn't have to be Tinder. If you would, what app would you pay $500 a month for? I'm curious. Next up, one of my favorite shows might be making a comeback. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, guys, there's a rumor going around that The Office, the TV show The Office, might be coming back for a reboot. Now, as you guys know, it's definitely been reboot season for a few years now. It's like they're running out of new ideas. Okay, and I'm tired of it. I'll tell you this. Some of the reboots have been hits, if I'm being real with you, but a lot more of them have definitely been misses. Okay, so now all of this seems to be just rumors about The Office doing a reboot, as far as it looks like. But I gotta be honest with you, I want it to happen, but I don't. You know, because sometimes when they bring back shows or movies and they reboot them, they fall flat because it's usually not as good as the original. That's just how it is. I guess it's about nostalgia. You know what I mean? And the same thing, once again, it does go for movies. Remember when the first Matrix came out, the first Matrix?
That movie was awesome. We were all like, oh my God, Neo. Oh shit, Morpheus, the red pill, the blue pill. It was fire because we had never experienced anything like that at this time. The very first Matrix, kick ass. The next two, you know, we kind of tolerated, you know what I mean? Another example, the very first Paranormal Activity movie was amazing. Okay, it was, oh, so good. It was so good. But the ones that followed after weren't bad, I guess. But the first one, yo, that was the first of its kind in having a movie in theaters that was filmed in that way. Mostly security footage and handheld camera work. No blood, no gore. Just the viewer's imagination scaring them before anything actually happened. And I think that's kind of beautiful. Ugh, it was great. It was good times, good times. Scary Movie is another one. The very first one, amazing. The second one wasn't horrible, but the next three weren't that great. But I watched them out of curiosity. So here's my thing. I do think, however, that curiosity will have the upper hand. Because if you are a true fan of The Office, you may want to check it out just to see if it still feels the same. But something tells me it'll be just like when I try to put on jeans that I used to wear in high school. Yeah, they never fit the same. They never fit the same. It is what it is. Okay. And I was stupid to even try. So that's where we are. Here's a question for you. Are you guys excited about the idea of The Office being rebooted? I'm curious about that. Okay, so moving on. Let's talk about the guy who was fined $20,000 for drinking milk. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Time to discuss the $20,000 carton of milk. Okay, I know that may sound a little steep for milk, but hear me out. Okay, so apparently there's a British Columbian real estate agent that has just been fined $20,000 because they were caught on camera drinking someone else's milk. But not just that, they were drinking someone else's milk straight out of the jug in a home that he was actually showing. So dude's name was Mike Rose, okay? And Mike Rose for this motherfucking issue because that's dumb as hell. Let me just drink this milk and put it back. What the fuck? Anyways, he was waiting for his clients to arrive at the property that he was showing. And I guess homeboy got thirsty and decided to go into the refrigerator to get himself some water. But then he saw that milk. He saw that milk just sitting there and he could not resist. And he drank some milk straight from the container and then placed it back in the fridge. That is nasty. That's nasty. And I get why he was fined. It's gross as shit what he did. Okay, I don't like it when people I know and love drink from my cartons and jugs and then put that shit back. I don't like that. I would definitely be furious if someone I didn't know and love did that shit. Are you kidding me? The fuck out of here. Now, I know you guys remember when I told you about a woman who licked the Bluebell ice cream and then put it back. And the guy who spit into Arizona iced tea and then put it back. Now, I don't understand why people think that this is kind of like fucking cool. Like, oh, biohazard. I'm creating problems. I don't understand why that's cool or why they think that it's okay. Because it's a biohazard. It's dangerous. It's not safe at all. It's like the entire world experienced COVID. And this motherfucker was like, yeah, let's put this shit to the test. Let's see. Nah, bruh. But I guess this dude forgot that everybody has cameras in their homes. And I don't know how. Everybody's got cameras in and around their homes at this point. It's a lot more affordable than it used to be. Okay, now here's the thing. The owners actually saw him drinking the milk when they reviewed the footage from their surveillance camera. So it seems
that they confronted him about 2 days later, and he apologized for being a dumbass. He's like, oh, my bad. I was dumb as fuck. My fault. And, of course, they told him he was no longer welcome in their home, and that they got themselves a new real estate agent. Now, he claimed that it wasn't in his character to do what he actually did. He said that he was unusually dehydrated because the medication that he was on and because he was under a lot of stress, which I completely call bullshit because I'm sure that they had a kitchen sink that had access to water, could have literally stuck his hand under the faucet and had a shot of ham water. That's all he had to do. Just, you know what I mean? It's whatever. I gotta tell you that should probably go down in history as the most expensive gulp of milk ever consumed. It really should. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So I got a chance to experience being heard by thousands of people live, and then later millions of people via podcast on The Bert Show. Everyone involved in the production of the show gets an opportunity to be on air from time to time. So they're sharing their personal stories or sometimes joining in on the conversation for certain segments and topics. I had a personal story to share, which I thought was normal until I was an adult. Now, anytime I share with someone that I'm adopted, their first question is, are your parents black? So we discussed that on air, and it was awesome being on mic with Bert and Mo and, you know what I'm saying, and Kristen and Abby and Cassie and then everybody else in the studio. Like, it was really dope being able to vibe with them, and oh man, it honestly felt like I was talking to old friends. Like, I was nervous when I went in at first because of who I was around. And then the nerves became, don't curse on mic. Don't curse on mic. Don't, no profanity on air. No profanity on air. That's all I could think about. That's all I could think about. Oh my God. Because of those nerves, I was so nervous and trying so hard to make sure that I didn't curse on air that I ended up sounding like the whitest person on the face of the planet. You know what I'm saying? Like, the white people on the show almost took my black card. That's how bad it was.
All right, so I think this is the first time that our phone screener, our new phone screener, Amber, has joined us on The Bert Show. Hello.
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 Hi, Amber. Video producer.
Video producer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, technically assistant,
yes.
Producer, okay. To the producer or the producer of the assistant? I don't know.
Assistant producer.
Okay. Sincerely, I have no idea what anybody's label is.
Obviously, yeah, none of us do, apparently.
Zero. I still don't. I know what Cassie does. I don't know what her title is.
I know you got it wrong the other day.
VP.
You're doing a great job, Abby.
Thank you. Whatever you do, you're doing a good job.
Good job,
all right, Amber,
Cass.
So why are we here today? People are getting your parents all confused by it?
And this is kind of funny because it's something that I've been dealing with my entire life. So many people do not know this. I am adopted. The very next question you had was, are your parents black? Anyone who finds out I'm adopted, every single time.
You know, it's because of that Blind Side movie.
I find that to be a very invasive, odd question to ask somebody, yeah, when they reveal that they're adopted. I don't understand why does that matter?
I think that because of the way that I carry myself, I speak quote-unquote properly, I talk white, you know what I mean? And I also enjoy a lot of, this is going to sound weird, a lot of white activities, okay?
Oh, I'm interested.
You like what tennis or something?
Hiking.
Oh, I hate that. No.
Not that way.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even like
tennis. We need to stay more in the beige area. We're off-white.
What are white activities that
white
you
White activities. Well, one of the things that you guys know is that I do, you know, I'm a paranormal investigator.
Oh, that's right.
You know, black folk, we don't really mess around with that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So I do that. I've also seen every episode of Frasier, Friends, How I Met Your Mother, all the white activities.
It is white.
Yeah, whitey white. You know, I use words.
Have you ever had a friend ask you to come on over and watch some Frasier?
Never in my life. No. I never even heard of Frasier until I got to the Bert Show.
Mo, let me know. Come on through. It's on Hulu. I got you.
No, I'll take your word for it.
My black card is always constantly being threatened to be taken from me, and they've been taken many times, but
How'd you get them back?
I just like shoot a basket, you know? Play some basketball.
Shoot a basket?
Yeah.
he's about to take it from you.
Yeah. Son of a gun.
They're going to threaten to take it from you a lot more now that you're on a bird show. Trust me.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
What does she have to look forward to now?
Anything you do, they're going to threaten to take your car. They already threatening to take mine because I got to wear a diaper today. I've seen that about four times in my DMs already.
I honestly feel like that people only got all those diapers just so... I mean, they care about the babies. Don't get me wrong. But they really want to see us in some diapers.
Don't matter.
Shoot a basket? Why would I say that? Oh, my God. If you want to hear the full segment of me on the Bird Show, that I'll be sure to post a link down in the show notes so that you can check it out. But make sure you guys do take a listen to the Bird Show, and it's available everywhere that podcasts can be found. If there is anything that you can take from this episode, it's finding love is already expensive, and we ain't paying no $500 a month for fucking Tinder. I'm not doing it. Okay, that's thousands of dollars a year, like $6,000 a year. Fuck that. You might as well go ahead and pay that $20,000 for a sip of milk if you're that fucking stupid. That's where I'm at. Professionally silly life rules, y'all. I am out here saving lives and educating people. Pay attention to me. I want to go ahead and shout out to the listeners. I appreciate you guys for hanging out with me today. It's always a good time, and I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review of this podcast, especially if it's on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, because I need your help to catch my dreams, okay? If this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Also, share this podcast with a friend because, listen, there is no need to hog all the silly to yourself. There is enough silly for all of us. Share my silly with your friends. Make sure you guys go ahead and check out the podcast's Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. And be sure to listen to The Bird Show once again, because it is available everywhere the podcast can be heard, just like this one, the one you're listening to right now. If you have any silly story ideas, or maybe you want some advice from the P Silly listeners, or maybe you have a question, or maybe you just want to tell me, Amber, you have the sexiest voice I have ever heard on the planet. Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. And you can also leave me a message or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. If you like to be anonymous, please be sure to let me know when you contact me. If you missed it last week, we had someone that sent me a wonderful text message, and I shared it in the outro of last week's episodes. If you want to hear the wonderful things that this particular listener had to say, go ahead and take a listen to that episode. It was fun. So check out last week's episode. Don't forget to check out the show notes for some bonus information. Got my social media there. I've included my link tree, which has the links to all of my most used social media platforms. We got Twitter, we got Instagram, we got TikTok, both my YouTube channels, all that shit. All of it in one spot. Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, your girl is on Cameo. So if you want a video made for a friend, or, you know, if you want me to prank them or wish them happy birthday, what have you, hit me up on Cameo. At Amber Smiles Jones, I is there. I'm affordable. I'm not important enough to charge on no triple digits, so I'm affordable, okay? And for those of you interested in writing me or sending things, my P.O. Box is also in the show notes. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. And you can send me anything that you want, and I'll open them in an unboxing video on my YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly. So make sure you guys go ahead and check me out, and thank you guys so much for your support. Once again, it's your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you guys with this. Your first birthday is actually your second birthday when you think about it. Yeah. See, these are the things I think about late at night when I can't sleep. And now you get two as well. So until next time, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. And they love to spread their ignorance. Next time, my loves, I'll see you guys next week. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.